The verse that we have today is about as short. We've kind of had that the last 3 weeks as we've been talking about the names for God so we can know God better, is understanding those names. And so, Gary, come on up. And when you read that, you all listen really well because you might miss it, okay, if you don't. Here's the word of God.
Today's scripture reading is from Revelation 21, verse 6. Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." This is the word of God for the people of God.
As we said, it's a little short. Well, one day, this is in a kind of a small town, and a six-year-old comes in to his mom, and he says, "Mom, who made God?" Well, instantly, the mother's face expressed astonishment, and she just thought to herself, what an awful question to ask. And so she tells her child, "Just run out and play." Well, maybe on the other side of that little country community, there's another six-year-old, and he comes in and he asks his mom, he says, "Did God make himself?" Now, that mom just quickly dropped everything that she was doing, and she came over next to her son, and in the meantime, she's taking off her wedding ring, and she gives it to her son. And she says, "Where does the ring begin and where does it end?" And the little boy takes it and looks at it. And then he says, "There's no starting place. There's no stopping place in this ring." And the mom remarked then, "Ah, so it is with God. There's no beginning and there's no end. He has always been and always will be." End of the sermon. I would love to do that. But you might not pay me, so no. But that's it. And I think that really is, in a nutshell, what we're talking about today. As we take the last week, or the last in our series of knowing God, and coming up with the name, which, you know, if I said first and last, you say Alpha Omega. First and last?
Amen.
First and last?
Amen.
Very good. You did it before I even got back. Oh, it really great out there. Well, I'll tell you what. First and last. Where did John get this idea of first and last, or Alpha and Omega? Or, you know, where did he even come up with it? He just had a dream one night and that was it, understanding God in that fashion. Well, no, of course not. John knew the Hebrew scriptures well, and he studied those, and he knew very well that that was the expression of God, that it was that he is in the beginning and he is in the end. So no matter what that's saying to us is that no matter what's going on in our lives, you know, ups and downs, you just take it. You've got every day that you live, and you know what we're talking about. That God is the beginning of your life, and God is the end of your life. And here's the deal. There's no obstacle, I'll call it that, that's ever too big, and there's no decision that's ever too great, and there's no person who's ever too overpowering that God, the Alpha and the Omega, can't handle. Just remember that. No matter what's going on in life, that God who is from the beginning to the end is with you and can save you and can overcome anything else that's going on. Now, John, the writer of Revelation, not the first book, you know, John who wrote the gospel, and we'll talk about the two different books in just a minute. But the writer of Revelation draws from the Old Testament language of God being first and last. And so why does he call it something besides first and last? Well, he's not calling it something besides first and last. It just happens that the New Testament was printed in Greek. How's your Greek? Okay, so first is Alpha, last is Omega. And so that's how we have those big words for that. And even with all that John had to face in his life, the man was boiled in oil. I mean, can you imagine? Because of his faith. He was dumped out, I'll put it that way, on a desert island, the island of Patmos, and he was left there to be all alone. And John knew and loved God. So whatever happened to him, he knew that. And he also knew that God would be there for him. And he knew that God, the Alpha and the Omega, had his back, had him covered. So what is it in our lives that has us covered? You know, who or what do you count on to get you through this life? Will possessions do that for you? Will riches do that for you? Will friends do that for you? I'm just here to say today, according to this, only God, the Alpha and the Omega, will get you through this life. Because you see, there is absolutely nothing in this world that is strong enough, loving enough, or even holy enough nothing strong or loving or holy enough to be there for you except God. And you can do all the research you want. You can take precautions. You can make plans. You can have it all set up where you think everything is just going to go like clockwork through life. But that isn't the way it happens. The only way that you can get through, once again, is through God, the Alpha and the Omega. So today, you say God's Alpha and Omega, but of what? And so I'm going to give you three areas, which I think pretty much covers all of life. And these three areas are what God is the Alpha and Omega of, all right? Now, the first one, you can probably guess before I put the slide on, and thank you, already amazingly appeared. Ta-da! God is the Alpha and the Omega of creation. Now, how do we know that? Well, let's just go right off the bat and go read it with me. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's it. God is the Alpha and the Omega of creation. He created it all. He put it here, and I know there are many of you who say, oh, it's just old-fashioned. It's just out of style to believe that this world was created the way it says in the Bible. Well, you hear that. But I'm basically here today to tell you that there's no doubt in my mind that God created this world. Regardless of how it's explained, I couldn't explain it. I doubt if you could explain it either. But somehow, some way, a gazillion years, whatever that is, gazillion years ago, there was the birth of a single cell. And it all started from there. And I say all you can do, really, is just accept that by faith. And so that's what I have done over the years, because I can't explain it. My words are too feeble. And I just choose to place my faith in the Word of God. Or I could even say the God of the Word. Now, Voltaire, my favorite atheist, if you can have one of those, said it this way. The world embarrasses me, and I cannot dream that this watch exists and has no watchmaker. Now, that sounds like pulled out of the blue. But when you think about it, The watch is the world, and the watchmaker is God, the Alpha and the Omega of creation, first and last, beginning and end. And that isn't just in the very first of the Bible that we hear that. We get over to John's gospel, and he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. John always is wordy, but basically, you know, he's saying God is in the beginning and the end with us. Now, if we would want to go to a scientist, you remember Isaac Newton, Sir Isaac Newton? You know, that's the one with the apple and gravity. Okay, just as a reminder. He's saying, now this is a big brain here, he's saying the most beautiful system, that is the universe, could only proceed from the dominion of an intelligent and powerful being. That's how he puts it. Not only is God in the beginning of creation, but the Omega. God is also at the end. Everything that exists now will one day pass away. When God's purpose is fulfilled, God will speak and it'll all be gone. And then God will speak again and a new and create a new heaven and a new earth. Revelation 21:1 reminds us of this very fact. Won't you read that one with me? And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. God is the Alpha and the Omega of all of creation. Second area that I'd like to lift up is that God is the Alpha and the Omega of life. Yours, mine, everybody's. The birth of every child, I'm going to say, is no accident. Now, I may have surprised my parents and over the years, they got over it, I think. But I wasn't a surprise to God. Every child, I say, is born as a part of God's plan. And while there may be those who tell us that we weren't planned, you've said that probably. Oh, well, Natanya wasn't planned. It was just like an oops. No. Maybe for you at that point, but what you got to remember is that God plans for every child. God planned for you and you and you and you and you and you to be here. Just don't forget that. That's important. Jeremiah hears this word from God. And I'm going to have you read that with me, because when you're reading it, I would like for you just to think that God's maybe saying this to you. Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. And I adored a prophet unto the nations. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. God's not through with us yet. God continues with us even after we were born. And God knew Jeremiah before he was born. And it says he had a special purpose for him. So what makes us think that we're any different? That God, the creator, the Alpha and the Omega of all of life, you know, planned you and has plans for you along the way. He is the beginning and the end, and we're the ones who, I want to say, can rejoice because of that, because our lives can be lived so much better because he is with us day in and day out. And Romans gives us another little insight. For whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. And whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. You get the thing, you get the hint here in terms of Alpha and Omega of life. God is in it with you. God has created you, and God isn't going to let you go. God will be with you each and every moment, even to the end. No one lives forever, and I guess that would be pretty bad if we did. I mean, these old bodies just finally wear out. I can attest to that, especially on a rainy day like this. You know, bones don't want to move, and you're kind of aching and not feeling the best. But as long as we have faith in the God that is with us from the beginning to the end, we're going to make it through, and life will be good. And again, we praise God for being the God of the Alpha and the Omega of life. And then, God is the Alpha and the Omega of salvation. We didn't sing that this morning, but last night, the second hymn that we sang had these words in it, basically saying that God was the Alpha and the Omega of creation and life and salvation. You see, here's why I say that. Salvation doesn't start with us. Now, a lot of people think it does. I can bring about my own salvation. If I do this, this, and this, and this, hey, I'm going to be saved. I'm going to be good. But that's not the way it works. For God is the author of salvation. It begins and it ends with God. It begins when we put our faith, yes, in that finished work that Jesus did for us. And I bet if I said, you already know what that work is. You already know that because you hear this verse over and over again, almost as often as you would hear Psalm 23. And I'm going to punch it and let you say it aloud because God has provided this and we know that we have salvation because He gave His only Son, but have everlasting life. When does it end? Never. You know, what part of this everlasting life don't we understand? You know, it begins with God, not us, and will end with God. God is eternal. God will never end, and neither will our salvation. So we must do our part. That is part of the catch. You got to come to Christ and in faith and believe that He can save us from our sin. So there we have it. Just a reminder this morning that God is the Alpha and the Omega of creation, the Alpha and the Omega of life, the Alpha and the Omega of salvation. Now, do you remember in this series all those names that we named for God? And I'm going to say, knowing those names, let's go with them. Elohim. And that's kind of like the creator, the Almighty. And Yahweh, I always see Yahweh as the more up close and personal God, hands on with us. And then the Good Shepherd, the one who leads and guides us. The Emmanuel, who's with us each and every day, every moment. And now the God who is the Alpha and the Omega, with us at the beginning and the end. Every name of God, I say, gives us an opportunity to build a loving relationship with God, who made us and continues to be with us, and who is there for us at the end. And so I just simply say today, praise God for loving us that much and never letting us go. Could you maybe say that phrase with me? Just repeat after me. Praise God for loving us that much. And never letting us go. Let's pray. Oh God, we do come to you actually humbly, realizing that we can't always put in words everything that we have experienced or everything that we know and all those things that we don't know about you. But We thank you. We thank you for loving us so much that you would never let us go. For you'll be with us from the beginning and to the end. Amen.